90.5 FM WBER. It's the only station that matters. Mike Doty. Mike,
hey,
my
man.
Favorite. My very favorite off the new album.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, my God. I think that song changed my life.
Really?
Yeah.
In a big way or a small way?
Real big way.
Wow.
Yeah.
How? What happened?
Well, all right. I don't know what these songs mean, so I interpret them.
Fair enough.
You know, and...
me too, really, most of the time.
And that one, it spoke to me. It started speaking to me, and it made me do something, maybe stop something.
Really?
Really bad I was doing.
Really?
Yeah. And it really did change everything.
Far out, man.
I know.
Wow.
I just... Well, here's the thing. We've talked a million times.
Sure.
Every time you're here, I'm the guy who drives you here.
Sure.
And drives you to Wheeze.
Yep.
And
it's pity that I didn't get to go back. It's
Well, Wheeze is sick, and
really?
he's not. He's on the air a tiny bit. He's got cancer. Anyways, I'm the guy. You know, we've talked, but I wasn't a fan. You know, I heard the music, loved the soul coughing. Not a fan though. Just take it or leave it. I'm bombarded with so much music.
Sure,
I'm numb
sure.
to it. This album comes out. I got it a month ago, and it hasn't left my CD player.
Really?
The whole month, I'm driving people crazy with it.
Oh, man.
My girlfriend will probably try to fight you tonight.
Oh, really? Good.
Oh, my goodness.
And I like fighting girls when their boyfriends listen to my record too
much. Yeah, yeah. No, I've told the listeners here that I think I have a non-sexual man crush on you. I'm just obsessed with the music. I'm checking the blog. I'm like, ridiculous.
Dude,
yeah.
Pete.
Ridiculous.
What happened?
I don't know. It started speaking to me.
Wow.
And
that's amazing,
yeah,
man.
So I got this problem now where... I don't. Before we talk about, you know, being fat and plastic surgery, and now I just want to talk about the music. That's all I care about. So I'm gonna try not to. I'm gonna try to mix it up a little bit and not make this interview.
We couldn't talk about being fat.
Sure.
Looks like you look great. You look like you lost some weight.
Thank you. You do too.
I did. Yeah. And we've been talking about weight loss for a while.
A couple of years now.
Yeah, about not eating things that come from a bag. I think.
Nothing from a bag. Nothing fried. No brown drinks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't eat red meat.
Yeah.
But and it worked. I used to be gigantic. Mm. So yeah, that song. It just, I had that one on repeat for a week.
That's so hip, man. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to, you know, be too crazy here, but I'm a fan now. I saw the fans. I've seen the fans at the at the shows when you're selling them CDs and stuff and talking to them. And last time we talked, there was a couple kids who were like way too.
Yeah.
Can you come to my house right now?
Yeah.
And I trying really hard not to be that guy.
Wow.
I know.
You'll never be that guy.
No, I guess not. I guess not, because I knew you before.
Yes.
Let's talk about Hottie Melodic. The new album
just
came out.
Just came out.
Days ago.
Yeah.
And from the blog, I know you're anxious.
Yeah, totally.
How do you feel now that it's out?
I mean, the thing about the album is I love it. I mean, like, above all else. I mean, I'm worried about people's reactions to it, but... Maybe more so than any other record I've ever made. I listen to it and I go, yep, that's what I meant to say.
You nailed it.
Yeah. For myself, I nailed it. I mean, thank you for...
I mean, I went... So now I've gone back and listened to all the performances and songs and stuff that I was ignoring before.
Uh-huh.
And this is the perfect evolution of these songs.
Dude.
The instrumentation makes the pedal steel, makes me melt.
Right on.
The strings.
Dude.
Amy Jennings...
Yeah.
Perfect. Can she go on tour, please?
She's got a kid.
Oh,
so.
My God. I love it. I love the whole thing.
Come on, man.
And,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Rock music can change the world.
Well, yeah, our worlds, anyway.
And you were working on this thing forever.
Yeah, for like 2 years, flying back and forth.
To Minneapolis. Dan Wilson.
Dan Wilson.
Who is Dan Wilson?
He's he was in Semisonic, the band that did Closing Time.
Oh, yeah, right.
And he's just a friend, and I was writing some songs with him, and we just did some little demos, and that's kind of where it started from, just these little demos. We just started putting more and more and more stuff on him.
And he's on the record playing stuff?
Playing piano, yeah.
Is he the piano player tonight?
No, that's Dan Chen.
All right, totally. That's Handsome Dan.
That's Handsome Dan.
All right, yeah. I was confused. Yeah. I didn't know who Handsome Dan and Dan Wilson is.
Dan Wilson's very handsome, but Handsome Dan is Handsome Dan.
All right. All right, cool. Well, I'm psyched.
Yeah,
I'm
me
psyched
too,
for
man.
Tonight. Actually, this is my concert because I'm the guy stuck at the door.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, taking people's money and, you know, listen to them. Nah,
right,
do whatever
right.
they do.
Right.
So this is my show. And
cool. Well, I'll try and do good for you.
Oh, first song, amazing. My favorite. Thank you for playing it.
Sure.
I asked you to play it. Thank you for playing that one.
Sure.
Totally amazing. Do you like to talk about what these songs are about?
I don't really know what most of them are about. I mean, I write them, and it takes me a long time to figure out what really was going through my mind. So, I mean, I know that sounds strange, but...
No, because...
You sort of put them together, they sort of come out of the ether or whatever, and they kind of become right. But then years later, I realize what was going on in my life, and it becomes very apparent to me what exactly I was talking about. So, you know, I'll come back in 2015, and I'll have, like, a great detailed explanation.
It's crazy, and every time I listen, something new pops in, you know, something. I hear something new, and it's the meaning's changed to me, too, as just a fan, a listener. You know, at one point, I think, oh, this, you know, the white Lexus, that belongs to the drug dealer.
Right. Well, yeah, but no, because why is he driving him to the edge of town? That's what I thought, is it's about a drug dealer, but why is he driving him to the edge of town if he's just coming by to sell him drugs? That's what I'm talking about, is like, I wrote the song, and I don't know what it's about, really.
Yeah, and maybe the meanings change, you know.
Yeah, somebody was telling me he thought the song was about death. It was about death coming to pick a guy up.
See, now that's Grey Ghost to me.
Yeah.
Don't fall to the stars, don't die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's going to happen? What's going to happen are the fans receptive? Do you get the soul coughing, grizzled, like?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first time out, when I first went solo, there were a lot of soul coughing fans that came, and they wanted the beats, and they wanted kind of the whole mishmash soul coughing scene, and a lot of them were disappointed. And so the audience kind of dropped a little bit, and just sort of was the people that were really into the acoustic thing. It was just the girls. Basically, all the boys left, and it was just the girls. Not so bad, really.
Yeah, okay.
Financially, not great, but...
Well, because, like, the first show you played a lot of soul coughing, in Rochester, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You played a lot of soul coughing songs, maybe a third, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was standing with the promoter saying, if we could bill it this way, that he was going to play soul coughing songs, we can sell out this place.
Yeah.
And then there was less and less, and I was like, oh, he's missing the dollars. But now I'm thinking, this is way more potential than being a cover of yourself.
Yeah, that's what I mean, I've been trying to tell people that for years, and now finally it's like...
Well, the album is proof. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great. I mean, I like I said, I listen to it, and there's not a thing I would change, really. Yeah, I mean, there's always a little something or other I would change. But basically, there's, you know, part of it was just taking it so long to make it. I had so much time to think about every decision that everything was really well considered. But, you know, I mean, I do think that there's going to be people that aren't going to like it. What blows my mind is there's not only the grizzled old soul coughing fan, but there's the grizzled old acoustic Mike Doty fan.
Oh.
It just blows my mind that people are like, what are all these other instruments doing here? I like it better solo.
Let's talk about
that. What the hell is going on with that?
I went on to the fan run BBS, or the fan run message board.
Yeah.
Worst thing I could have done. I was drawn to the negative. Like, what? Someone has something bad to say?
Yeah.
And I'm reading bad reviews. Yeah. And like, I was so mad. I want to find these people. And, you know... just like what you said, you know, I've been listening to these songs for years, and he ruined it.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. You know, but the thing is, Soul Coughing put out our first record. There were all these sort of local, you know, sort of New York people that have been coming to our shows for years who were like, you know what? We've been listening to these songs for a long time, and you didn't get it. It's just not that happening. The record's not that happening. So for a while, I thought, well, you know, I guess we messed it up.
Wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people are so into that record now that it still kind of blows my mind. But, yeah, I mean, I honestly think, like, it's going to be, when this record sort of finds its legs, it's going to be a lot of new people. It's going to be a lot of people like you that sort of were half aware of it and weren't like huge soul coughing fans coming to the party. I mean, I think there's a lot of soul coughing fans are going to like it a lot. There's a lot of acoustic me fans are going to like it a lot. You know, and I also think that 5 years from now, I'm going to do something totally different, and you, Pete, are going to be like, oh, man, why did he change?
Yeah, but we can still talk about being fat.
We can still talk about being fat. That's the good thing.
Tonight, Mike is playing at Milestones at 170 East Avenue. Tickets will be available at the door in limited amounts. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Susan Enan is on at 8 o'clock, and Mike is at 9.
Yep.
Tell me about Susan Enan a little bit. Am I saying that right?
I think so. Enan. She's a friend of my friend Marty's, and she's Northern Irish, I think. She's a singer-songwriter. Really, really super talented. Really, really recommend showing up early for her and being quiet while she plays.
You don't like people making noise.
I don't like people, you know, but I accept it. You know, people are in a bar. If they're drinking, they're having fun.
Well, you got the shut the F up game.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
and that seems to work.
Yeah, well, now that I have the piano player, it's a lot louder. Thanks to my man Chuck here on the volume knobs.
Nice. Yeah. So that tonight we're going to see you and Handsome Dan Chen,
yeah.
Just the two of you on the stage,
mm-hmm.
piano with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a dream come true.
It's going to be good.
And the tour's been going good, right?
It's been going great. I mean, everywhere is sold out except D.C. and Cleveland. It seems that everything's going to sell out except D.C. and Cleveland.
That is awesome.
Out of like 17 cities. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
So are you going to add a full band and go on an arena tour or what?
Yeah. Arenas, yeah. Arenas.
Because I still have that business, like, if he had this guy and a single and they played this, they could play at Darien Lake and at, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to have a full band down the road. I'm doing a couple of gigs opening for Dave Matthews this summer. Have a full band for that. Hopefully I'll do a more extensive American tour in the fall. I'll have a full band for that. But, you know, I'm all about building it slow and, you know.
I can tell.
Yeah,
I can
just
see that.
Just like to you 4 years ago, it seemed like, what the hell is he doing?
Right.
You know, I do have kind of a method to
There is a master plan.